둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. Please do subscribe so you can keep up with all the episodes that I put out every week. In fact, you get three new ones every week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so you can keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. All the usual spots, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, Audible, Red Circle, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Bring Me the Horizon, Oliver Sykes and Matt Nichols. In fact, we did this one backstage at the Louder Than Life Festival 2022. As they were playing, they had Youngblood on the bill, they had Evanescence next to them. It was a big family thing. But what we really got to dive into was the upcoming chapter in their Post-Human series. In fact, Oliver kind of analyzes the choice to do long album runs in what seems like a singles-based world, as well as directing this latest set into more emo and post-hardcore sounds. And Matt also got to talk about having to learn different drum styles with each new release. We discussed the bigger story being told and how this next album looks at recovery and human evolution, as well as self-acceptance. That's, of course, all told through the couple songs that we had heard so far, including Strangers. So let's do this. It's the next chapter in Post-Human, live backstage from Louder Than Life in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Kyle Meredith with Bring Me the Horizon.
Hello.
All right.
Pleasure to meet you both here. It's an exciting time. It's not like you're ever stopping with new music, I feel like, but now we've got one Post-Human album finally put to bed, and it seems like we're in the world now of the second one with a couple singles out. That's an easy place to start. Like, where are we in this story right now? Where are we in the Post-Human story?
So, I guess we're not as far on as we'd like to be, if I'm honest.
We're in the trenches.
Yeah.
We're always in the trenches.
But, yeah, I mean, since the pandemic kind of ended and things got back to normal, then we start touring again. It's like, I think at the time of when we're like, well, do a four records, we're like, we're stuck in this pandemic for like 5 years, so we thought we'd have more time of absolutely nothing, whereas now touring and everything's kicked back off, it's a little more difficult to find time, especially with people having families and shit. So we're not as far on as we'd like to be, but this tour is actually, our tour bus has got a studio on the back. So we got a special bus just to really, knuckle down and get on with it, which is a great time because we're on tour and, you know, we have a show to play at night. But apart from that, it's pretty boring. So
a lot of artists will say that, like, oh, I'll write on the road. And then they do not write on the road.
Oh, no, we're fully going to write on the road.
Yeah, so it's happening.
We do that a lot anyway, but we're using this time as, like, it's a really good time of no distractions, no, you know, we can just get on and crack on, and it feels quite exciting to be making music at the same time as going out and playing the night and getting that kind of buzz from the show. And I don't know, I feel like it's going to be really good for the actual record.
It's interesting just seeing that the way you guys put this together, and, you know, I think a lot of artists, whoever have done things sort of similar, saying, oh, I'm going to do a long project, and then time happens, and they get 2 years into it, and it's like, why did I announce that? I mean, have you all hit that point, like, why did we say that we were going to do four?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nah, I mean, it's that unknown. I think it was important for us to, like, step into that unknown, and, you know, we felt, you know, albums are such a fucking slog to make, and they don't feel right about the way we're consuming music now, you know, as, like, listeners, like, and albums, is, you know, and I think we probably wouldn't have had the guts maybe to do what we did, but with lockdown, we're like, fuck it, like, this is something I've always wanted to do and try something different, and I think it's just embracing it and letting go and being like, it's just music, yeah. You know, however long it takes, you know, we're going to release music, and we're getting to do stuff like so much more immediately. Like, we write a song, we want people to hear the song, and then within a month it's out, where it's usually it's like 6 months, and you know, you're sick of it yourself. And I like that, you know. I'm not saying we'll never do an album again, but having that more immediacy, and do you know what I mean? It's because music's like, a song is as much of an event as an album now, in terms of, like, it's released, you know. I mean, there's no difference between what's a single anymore and what's an album. It's all music, do you know what I mean? So it's exciting to have that, and I think it's just like, just, yeah, embracing that unknown and be like, this is different, but also, like, the only pressure is on ourselves, you know what I mean? There's no actual deadline, you know, it could be another fucking 5 years until we release the last one, hopefully not, but at the same time, if that's what it is, that's what it takes.
Matt, for you, I mean, you all do change up your sound, you know, a little bit with each release, and I think that's the fun thing about being a fan, that it's always kind of an adventure. What has this new set meant, you know, from your side of things?
I think every album I've had to learn how to drum a different style, do you know what I mean? Like, I never had drum lessons or anything. I learned how to play drums by playing shows, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And at first it was just like, just guy, not really good, you know what I mean? And then as the band progressed, I've actually had to learn how to play drums properly, like real grooves, proper rhythms, not just fast or slow, you know what I mean? So it's cool, so I'm learning on the job.
Right.
But yeah, it's cool. I mean, like, I would have never thought when I first started the band that I'd be playing like dance beats or things like that, or even just like pop beats. I always just thought fast or slow metal drumming, you know what I mean? And but now it's cool. It's an evolution of sound, so I've got to go with it. I can't really blast beat over a fucking pop song, can I? Well, I could, but it'd be shit.
Nah, it'll be sick, actually. Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Bring Me the Horizon. But I guess that's what this set sounds like. I mean, this feels like the more melodic set. Do you think of that going into it? Like, okay, we've done that record. This record's going to be X. I mean, is it that planned out? Do you map it out that strictly?
Thematically, they are. Like, this is the first time we've been like we want the whole record in itself to, like, be a vibe. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Where I think, like, especially the last few records have been a bit more collager, where it's just like, here's a dance song, here's a poppier song, here's, like, a more rock and roll song, do you know what I mean? Whereas it, like, post-human survival horror had a bit more of, like, kind of quintessential Bring Me, you know, early noughties influenced rock and mix it with a bit of our metalcore sound and stuff, whereas the next record is very influenced by emo and post-hardcore and a range of different stuff as well, but it's gonna really feel like, from start to finish, like, feel like a strong energy of something. So that much is, yeah. But I think as well, it's one thing we're trying to do is not, like, obviously we like pop melodies and we like that kind of stuff, but we're trying to, rather than mix it into our metal or rock sound and dilute it, we're trying to keep the extremities of both. So we're trying to keep the records feeling heavy and aggressive, but have those like pop sensibilities. And I think that's the real challenge and why it's slower, because we don't want those things that we like to like dilute our sound. We want them to add to it and but still feel extreme.
It's got to be a hard trick to play, but you've been pulling it off. Two songs we heard so far, with the latest being Strangers. I mean, such a good thing, a powerful song. I would ask about it. You know, I've heard you talk about, you know, with this song, the mental health aspect to it, and you know, where did that come from? What is the story you do want to say on this record? Because I've also heard you say it's a record of recovery.
Yeah, totally. So where the first record was a bit of like a call to arms and looking in towards the future with a lot of uncertainty, being angry, scared, quite rightly, it's, this record's like, okay, so what do we do then? How do we recover from socially and as a planet and as people? How do we evolve? Because, you know, in a way, we're not really evolving anymore, not in the sense that we know, because we've stepped out of the food chain. We've stepped out with technology as meaning like we can live longer, whether it's no longer the survival of the fittest in that sense, you know what I mean? So it's almost like up to us how we evolve and what we do and how, you know, how we become better and how we look after this planet and, you know, what is that course of action? I feel like we're all a bit like, I don't know. And I think it is about looking personally and how, and feeling like your gut instincts and your own morals and values as a person, like aligning that with a bigger sense. So, you know, I've always thought like, you're never gonna have compassion for another person or creature until you've got like true compassion for yourself. And I think this record is about exploring that and kind of saying, you know, to people like how important it is to be open about your feelings, to somehow one day like get to a place where you can say, I love myself and I'm proud of who I am, and yeah, I'm different to other people and stuff. And I think especially in our community and our scene, it's like, that sounds pretty cheesy, do you know what I mean? And I think it's about be going, yeah, but it's so important, do you know what I mean? I used to be a person who talked to myself so badly, and I think there's almost like a romanticism about that, like being down on yourself and being negative. And I think it's like trying to unpick that and find out how we become like, you know, how we get out of that.
It's important stuff. I really do think people need to hear that. You know, and the fact that you can make it poetic and then you can put a dance beat to it. Like I said, it's no easy feat. I'm such a big fan of what you all do. I'm so excited to see you guys on the stage. You've had Amy Lee on the records. I mean, are we going to get in Youngbloods here? It's like you guys planned this or something.
Yeah,
everybody's here.
Post-human festival.
Tell me there's going to be some surprises.
True. Yeah, I mean,
it wouldn't be a surprise if we told you
about
it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is going to air so much later.
Now, Youngblood's definitely going to come out with us tonight. And we wanted to make some work with Amy, but the song we did together is not really a festival tune, which she said herself. So maybe not this time, but yeah, you know, we'll definitely see each other again.
It's a hell of a collaboration. You guys sounded great on that one.
Thanks.
Must be something singing with a voice that big too. You know?
Yeah.
She's a great. Guys, thank you so much.
Nice one.
It's been a pleasure.
Cheers,
thank
mate.
You. Cheers.
My thanks to Oliver and Matt. Bring Me the Horizon, Post-Human. The story continues. Thanks to you as well for checking out this episode. Before you get out, I do hope you hit that subscribe button. Again, do that. You'll get 3 brand new interviews every single week. New every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, Audible, Red Circle, or YouTube for the video versions. Again, anywhere you get your podcast from, just subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All 3 of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.